Please take the roll.
Chairperson Tom Vagnini.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Elaine Johnson.
Here.
Committeemember Terry Bavona.
Here.
Committeemember Ellen Paul.
Here.
Committeemember Jesse Phillips.
I'm here.
We're all here.
Stand for the invocation of pledge. Moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And so can I just make a brief comment for everybody? There is going to be one item added to the agenda. It'll be 502, and it'll just be a discussion on landscaping and things like that. Casey, did you want to add anything? Okay, we'll get to it when we get there. Thanks.
Okay, any public input? Okay, approval of the minutes.
So if anyone wants to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
I'll take roll. Committeemember Bavona.
I approve, yes.
Vice Chairperson Johnson.
Aye.
Committeemember Phillips.
Aye.
Chairperson Vagnini.
Aye.
Committeemember Paul.
Aye.
All right.
Expenditures.
Item 500.
Okie dokie. Good evening, everybody. You have the unaudited recap of the expenses through 9:30. There's still a few that are trickling in. We're trying real hard to beat the pavement and get everyone to send in their invoices. But certainly the bulk of them are here now. So these are unaudited numbers. And it just kind of shows where we finished the year. Things are within budget. And I don't know if y'all have any questions on that, but I'm here if you do. Any questions?
They look good to me. Looks like we replaced a expensive waterfall motor. But I guess that happens every year.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. And
one
then
or another.
The only other thing that stood out for me is looks like we had a water leak too.
Yes.
And the
yes.
city so kindly refunded us.
Yes, there was we were able to within our ordinances, we have some opportunities that are, you know, within the ordinance to issue credits for certain things, and so we were able to issue a substantial leak adjustment. That was a leak that was out of sight. It was behind, I'm not sure exactly the location, but it was not visible, from the street or the street view. And I think, I'm not sure who eventually discovered it, but when it was discovered, it was immediately rectified. But I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of gallons later. So, so yes, there is a large leak adjustment in the activity there. The next order of business are the two budgets that were approved by the commission for 2020. So the first one is TLBD maintenance, and there's not a whole lot to say here except we have put the RFP on the street for landscaping. And that is a very large line item in your budget. Obviously that and street lights are the big numbers. So the jury's out on that. We are all waiting with bated breath to see how that comes in. We have an inkling that, you know, we're not sure. Let's just suffice it to say we may or may not be well poised in that line code, but we'll be. When do those bids close?
Wednesday, 23rd.
Okay, so here in the next few weeks, the committee will be meeting to select the vendors, and we'll just have to do some adjustments if the needs arise. So that's the 160 is the maintenance budget. The levy, the assessment is the same as it was last year, and still a healthy fund balance. Mm-hmm. The capital fund here, there is still monies remaining for some capital projects. And at the last meeting, we identified the potential for a pond rejuvenation project, as well as the lightning protection. And so that is in the budget at $15,000 for the lightning protection, and we'll be discussing that as soon as we finish up this financial discussion.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
You say we're bidding for another year for the maintenance contractor?
We put it out to bid just recently. The bid closes. We'll be getting
next Wednesday.
Yep. So we'll be getting those in. We have no idea what the responses will be like. I want to say 300 and something businesses downloaded the bid package. So it went out far and wide. We used a Onvia or DemandStar to put the bid out there, so it's widely broadcast. So
that's a lot.
Yeah. It's not to say that they'll all respond, but they at least downloaded the package, and they're getting all the updated emails. So we'll just have to wait and see. All of this sort of was, when one of our landscapers quit earlier this year, it sort of expedited this. So so we're just taking a look at all of the landscape contracts. So it was a quite a few service areas that are going out to bid.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you have the meetings to select, are any of us notified that we could come and participate?
I'm not sure about what the process is for that. All of the dates are published, and you can see that on our website. The entire RFP is out on our website. I guess, Casey, the revised, because we canceled, the commission meeting was canceled for October 28th, so that changed the calendar a little bit. We had to repost some new dates. So I'm not, the what's in the bid package are the older dates, the new dates. I assume they're just.
Yeah. So we did send out an addendum to the RFP with the new dates. So we'll be bringing the recommendation to the commission on November, at the November 18th meeting. We haven't scheduled the committee meeting yet to review those RFPs, but when we do, it's usually like an open meeting for those. So if we do and we are able to invite you guys, we will. Absolutely. But we'll be in touch once we get that information and let you know where we are with it.
Thank you.
So once those are in, like I said, we might have to adjust the budget a little bit, but we have time to do that.
Boy, you're a lot taller than me.
So if you don't have any questions on either one of the capital or the maintenance budget, any questions? Going?
Let's
gone?
Go, Kelly.
Okay.
Good job.
All right.
I like the detail. Very good. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Okay. Next order of business.
Good evening. How is everybody?
Even good.
So I know that we've got, we wanted to touch on the lightning protection again. It was a topic at the last meeting. We are still currently, we have received a couple more bids, proposals with a little more, not more knowledge, but just different companies trying to make sure that we're apples for apples and make sure we get the best bang for our buck. And the appropriate protection as well. We're not at a point yet where we want to go ahead and present that. We've got this RFP out now. We want to maybe possibly leverage that a little bit as well. So once we get a little closer with that and we get some more feedback from that, then we'll be able to present those numbers.
Are there any criteria for this? Like, these are approved by a group of electricians that any type of standard, electrical standard?
Now, we do. So the system itself, there are standards for that particular system made by the manufacturer, set by the manufacturer, should I say. So we are looking at, not just, landscape contractors that have irrigation in-house, but as well as irrigation contractors giving us proposals and feedback, as well as electrical contractors giving us proposals and feedback. Again, we're trying to go, encompass every range to make sure we get the, adequate to kind of stop the, and at this point, we're out of the stormy season. We haven't had nowhere near the damage we were, of course, during those times whenever we had the lightning and all those big storms. So we're, like I said, we're definitely, now's the time we can kind of sit back and really regroup and make sure we're going forward with the right decision on this.
Did you put that in the same RFP that as the landscaping is going out, or is this a separate?
No, this is this is completely separate, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do any of these companies have a warranty or a guarantee of any type?
Not a warranty on any of the parts that are in the ground. They will warranty their work, of course, with the parts they're installing and whatnot, but they can warranty against anything but a direct strike. Direct strike, you're going to have casualties. You're going to have damage, but they're going to limit the damage. But they can't, because it is an act of God, they can't really say exactly how much damage. It really depends on where the strike is at and, in proximity to the controllers or the valves or even the lines themselves. So there, it's hard to warranty, in that sense. So no, to answer your question, there's not really a warranty there is a guarantee and a warranty on their craftsmanship for what they're doing, but not with the system itself.
And the system is what needs to work.
Correct. You're absolutely right. This is, it's going to kind of mitigate the damage is what it's going to do. There's still going to be damage, and the system is going to age and get older, and decoders are going to fail. It's an electrical component. It will fail eventually, but to warranty it, a decoder that's been in the ground for 10 years, and say it was a lightning strike possibly, That's why they're not going to warranty the system necessarily, because it's already in the, if they were installing the system new and able to ground it from new, then yes, they would offer a warranty, of course. But again, there's no real warranty for the system being it's already installed, but they can install a lightning protection system to kind of mitigate the damage.
And so you say there's several systems out there. And so is there like an independent rating agency that would say, you've got the best one here and you've got the worst one there, this one really doesn't work, but people are selling it?
To my knowledge.
Being a layman on that kind of thing,
yeah.
maybe we could have an electrical contractor review whatever you select.
Correct. And that is something that we could definitely look at doing.
Okay.
To make sure. And again, we're trying to ground the system per the manufacturer's recommendation. The designer's recommendation.
Right.
So.
But there's levels of design.
Correct. Absolutely. But yes, we can. That's something we can definitely look into. Running the approved, or the suggested, by an electrical contractor and see what their thoughts on it are. Absolutely, that's something we could do. That's all I had on. You guys have any more questions as far as the lightning protection?
Looks like you got it in your hand.
That's right. It's a big system, It's a large system, so it's a lot to get into hand for sure. I know are we allowed to move on to the next subject or the next point? Everybody, okay. Sorry. Just want to touch real quick on the landscaping. I'm currently still cataloging every plant and every species and every median out there currently. Well, the catalog is, I'd say, about 90% complete, but evaluating which species are doing well and which species are struggling, I'm still putting all that together as well, but it's a process that has been going on and will continue to go on, hopefully to be complete by the next meeting. That way I can present you with some suggestions and whatnot, going forward, installing some new, taking out some of the old stuff like we had discussed and putting in some new vibrant landscape, going down some resilient, something that's going to last.
The fountain area turned out beautiful.
It did. I think it looks great.
The color starting to come out.
Brightview did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. So, did you guys have any other questions?
I noticed when I was driving down Winter Springs Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am.
That just past the country club, I could not see the number.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't see the number on the island, but I think it's a ligustrum. It's big. The whole one side of it is dead.
Okay.
And I think it's the median just past the country club. It's either that one or the next one down.
Okay.
As you're going towards Oviedo.
All right.
You can see that. I still have a concern with the, what is it? Is it the jasmine ground cover?
Yes, ma'am.
The one in front of Glen Eagle, it's that last medium. It's like a mountain. It's a ground cover, but I swear this one's 3 feet high, and it's been like that. It's just weird looking, and it's hard to see if you're in a lower car.
Okay.
If you're turning across. Like I say, it's grown up. It's like round at the top.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure it's the last median before you get to Northern right there at Glen Eagle you're going towards Oviedo.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I could take a look at that. I know that we've started to go through there. I know we've done a couple there at the country club. We've actually lowered pulled the sod back and completely lowered the grades on the two right in front of the country club entrance there. We did not that long ago. That we've actually pulled a lot of soil out, that's built up over the years. The trees have started to push it up, so we've removed the sod and brought them all back down, trying to get them as close to original grade as possible, and still promote some, watershed. But that's another thing we're going to be addressing.
Okay. This one, like I say, it's a ground cover, but I know it's at least 3 feet high.
Yeah.
It's like a mountain there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
I know at the last meeting, Commissioner Cannon expressed an interest in the sight line distance in front of the country club.
Yes.
Did anyone take a look at that?
That was what we brought. We ended up bringing those grades down.
Okay.
And that it was for that purpose. Okay. Yeah. That's what actually brought our attention to it, was Commissioner Cannon's remarks.
And I had one other thing, and I don't know if it's under landscaping or what, the street lights. I think it was last year, year before, that they got all, globes got all dirty and rusty looking on the inside. Some of them, and they were all cleaned. I think Duke Energy must have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that there's several that are doing the same thing again. Okay.
That would be Duke Energy, but I can check into that.
Okay.
Yeah, they did that major cleaning because they were
full of
globes were turning colors and they
gotcha.
Just needed maintenance.
Okay.
Which we pay for.
I will give them a call.
What's that?
What kind of lights are in those street lights?
I am not 100% sure because we're not allowed to mess with them.
LED to bring down electric costs.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they're incandescent.
Oh.
To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure.
Looking at the budget, could you bring down the cost?
Yeah.
Would that help?
That's a guaranteed item buster.
Well, we should look at that, replacing them with what the cost is to replace them with LED.
That might be a subject as the price of the LEDs come down.
Yeah.
Versus how much we have to pay every month. It's electricity and maintenance.
Yeah, it's what, $19,000 a month?
That's big bucks, yeah.
Okay.
$20,000 a month in electric, if you change them out to LED.
That's something we can explore that as well.
Yeah, we've actually, I've had some discussions with Duke about that, and they own everything. And so how it works is you rent, if you get an LED fixture, the pole may or may not have to change. Basically the lease goes up for the capital, and then the electricity comes down. It doesn't always pan out that it's cheaper. And that just, a lot of that depends on the pole. So we will see if we can get some more information about that.
Yeah, but when you start placing poles, that might be an issue.
No, 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 I don't want to replace poles. I mean, just pop out a light bulb and put in a new light bulb.
There you go. The entrance to Deer Run.
Okay.
The monument. The one on the left, it looks like it could use a little bit better care.
Okay. Left-hand side, you said?
Yeah, as you come in from the south up, entering Tuscola.
Okay. I'll take a look at that.
And if you're driving down Winter Springs, a Tuscola Road, and you hit Trotwood, I'm not if they're IFPs or what kind of plant they are, but they cover the bottom of the Tuscola sign. So you see just the top half of the letters. It may be a plant selection that needs to be changed.
Gotcha. Okay.
And thank you for your tremendous effort on that fountain job out there.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
I popped out a couple of times, and you could have filled a couple of buckets of water with the amount of sweat he was going through out there. Yeah.
It's been a while. No, I'm just kidding.
But,
well, thank you.
But, yeah, it was monitored and done as it was said it was going to get done, basically in a pretty good time.
And more than we expected.
Yeah, I know we had to, we were hoping to get, you know, there was a couple things there, but I think it went moved pretty smoothly.
You were pushing to finish up before the hurricane came.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a big one, so.
Praying the hurricane didn't remove it all.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I was assured it was still under warranty and it would be replaced.
That's good.
Good job.
Because that was my concern. I was like, you know, we might want to, you know, it's okay. So.
So what about the lights? What's the status?
Okay, the lighting, we were putting some back, and we've got some issues with some of the bases on the lights. We're currently, we've got a lot of them in place, but we've got a few of them that we're going to have, a number of them that we're going to have to replace the bases anyways, if we can get the bases, which I'm looking into that as we speak. That's one of the items on my list. So I should know something here in the next week or two.
All the lights on the fountains.
Yeah.
Now the
power sources are good. We still have a number of lights up there that are still working. We just have the rest of them that aren't. I mean, well, the rest of them, of course, the rest of them. But we have a number of them that aren't installed because we ripped them out, you know, to redo the grade and everything. And I didn't put them back in right away just in case we had grade issues. You know, it's hard to tell. I didn't want to, you know, double work. So we wanted to make sure that all the grade was going to be, you know, promote drainage and everything, and didn't want to have to, you know, put it in, rip it out, put it in, rip it out. I want to make sure everything was right where it needed to be before we went back in with the lighting. You know, because I know these things are fragile. They can get fragile over time. So, but we've had a couple of them, like I said, or a number of them that have busted when we tried to put them back in. So we're trying to, excuse me, trying to get some pieces and retrofit them or buy new pieces for them.
That's silly when he took out all the dirt and all the roots and everything were wrapped in there along with all the irrigation and wiring and everything. So it's all brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All of it's new in there.
Yep.
Good. And so it's all the old dirt's dug out and new wires, new plumbing, new fresh dirt, and the plants will grow maybe this time.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So was that everything?
The flagpole, can that be turned on independently at night to light?
I do not know. I will look into that. I'm not 100% sure if that's if it's on its own circuit or not, but I will look into that.
Yeah, I was in charge of a color guards and honor guards with flags, and one of the protocols was the flag comes down at night without a light on it.
Okay. All right, I will look into that.
Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good job. Are you guys going to speak or?
They were just there if needed, I think.
Yeah, more
well, support. You guys, you all did a lot of work out there. I want to hear you.
Hello, good evening. As always, we like to come and thank you for your business, and we're here to help however we can. So if you have any questions, any suggestions?
Well, I was reading through last meeting's minutes, and you were talking about if you can access them, put double crews out there, and planning on working on one fountain and then backing up on in. And you had a regular routine to get things done within a certain time frame, and I believe you did that.
Thank you.
I want to thank you on behalf of everybody.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
You guys were in and out of there and pretty much before we even knew it. You know.
Great. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you very much.
Good.
Thank you. Any other items?
No.
Public input? You wait 3 months for 45 minutes.
That's efficiency,
good,
Mr. Chairman.
And we have
it was a good 45
get
minutes.
Get sandwiches or something. So if no other subjects come up, meeting adjourned.